my new hearing aids. It has been a world of sibilant shadows, misunderstandings and distress, times of chaos when the simplicity of not in the next 6 weeks becomes not in the electric grease. And while you fish for some sense, others in the conversation catch the bus and drive away. To listen carries its own fatigue. It's like diving with a snorkel, the instinct to breathe turned into a discipline. And then you think, stuff it, and swim to your own pond and float alone. Science and alchemy have given me back sound. Around me, a Barnes dance of noise, a Guy Fawkes night of exploding words. Utterances compete like a tank full of tropical fish, all in brilliant but now discernible crisscross and overlap. I smile and laugh out louder than I thought I was, leave the fridge door open to beep its irritating beep, find out how far away I can be and still hear its demand for closure. No longer do I need to bypass the smile and fullness of lips in my search of each twitch and tremor for clues to the rapid unfold of consonants and vowels. One voice, then another, the overtake and undertake the U-turns and backtracks of the daily interactions of those who can speak and hear without thinking, despite the music and the traffic and the howl of life. But I am back, well, nearly back, in the thick of it all, back where I once assumed I'd always be. Ah, my darlings, whisper to me.